Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we would like to teach you how to make a phone call in Chinese. We have Josh from Transition Band. Hi, Josh, 你好。
你好, hi, Xiaolan.
Right, today we are actually talking to each other through Skype in this recording. So, in the olden days, we had to use the telephone.
Yes, that's right.
Yep, and then to make a phone call in Chinese, we say 打电话。
打电话，
打电话，
打电话。
Yeah, there are two parts. 打 is the verb, and that means to dial. And the literal meaning of the character, it's actually to hit something.
Yeah.
To hit somebody.
I found it really funny when I first learnt this, because the idea of hitting your phone.
Yeah.
It's quite easy to get frustrated with your phone if it doesn't work. So then I always imagine, you know, trying to dial the number and it's not connecting, and then you just hit, punch the numbers. 打电话.
I love this expression. Yeah, that's very easy to remember. 打电话. Now, so first word, 打.
打.
And if you hit the kids and hit the tennis racket, you say 打.
打.
打. And then 电话 together, that means telephone.
嗯, 电话.
电话. Yeah, and 电 means electricity, and 话 means conversation. So electrical dialogues, it's telephone.
So when you hit the electric conversation, then you're talking on the phone.
Yeah, you're talking on the phone. And then, of course, not only the action that you dial the phone, also throughout the whole action, having conversation throughout this process, it's all 打电话.
打电话.
Yeah, you know, 电话. Of course, this is a new modern word, and in ancient Chinese characters, there was no such thing called telephone. Just like English, telephone, the vocabulary was not invented until there was such thing called telephone.
Mm.
And of course, they put tele and phone together. And the same as in Chinese, at that time, they were wondering what sort of the characters they should use. And at that time, there was an invention, they coined a word called 德律风。
德律风.
Yeah, 德律风. Don't worry about what that means. They basically just picked up the three independent characters to represent the sound, telephone, 德律风. And on the other side of the ocean, Japan, they actually, because the kanji is based on Chinese characters, they actually put electricity and the conversation together. And then later on, Chinese people realized, hey, that was actually a more logical way of describing telephone. So they discarded 德律风 and started using 电话.
Wow. So 电话 comes from the Japanese interpretation of
That's
the phone.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah. So now 电话, it's telephone. And then when we say our mobile phone, there are different ways of saying it depending on different regions, and we can say 手提电话。
手提电话。
Yeah, 手提, 手 is the hand, 提 is held, handheld telephone, 手提电话。
手提电话。
Or some people, they just say 手机。
手机。
The hand machine, 手机。Okay, and some people say 移动。
移动。
移 is to shift, and 动 is the motion.So, the mobile, mobile, 移动。
移动。
Yep.
I think the expression 手机 is quite a accurate expression for today's phone, because the phone now has so many functions other than just the 电话, the electric conversation part.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like a 手机, a hand machine.
Yep.
That almost does everything.
It is, yes. And then when we say 打电话, to hit the phone, to dial the phone, and the counterpart, the person who received the call, we can say 接电话。
接电话。
Yeah, 接电话。
接电话。
接 is to catch, to receive something. So 接电话 means I answer the call. 接电话。
接电话。
Yeah, 接 is the first tone. And
first
but
tone,
if,
yeah,
I want to borrow your phone, I say, okay, hi, Josh, can I borrow your phone?借电话。
借电话。So, yeah, fourth tone?
Yeah, the fourth tone. So, can I borrow your phone? 我可以借你的电话吗？
啊，我可以借你的电话吗？
Yeah, or I can make it even shorter. 可以借电话吗？
可以 借电话吗？
呀、yeah, 可以 can I 借 borrow 电话 can I borrow telephone 可以借电话吗
可以借电话吗
Yeah, and then when someone tried to call you and you didn't pick up the phone because you were busy and now you are returning the call, we can say 回电话。
回电话。
Yeah, 回 means to return. So return the call, 回电话。
回电话。
Yeah, and sometimes I dial the wrong number. We can say 打错电话。
打错电话。
Yeah, so 打。Is to hit, to dial.
Yeah.
错 means mistake. So I dial the wrong telephone. 打错电话。
打错电话。
打错电话。I dial the wrong number. 打错电话。
So what do you normally say when you connect to the wrong person?
I said 对不起。对不起 means I'm sorry. 打错电话了。
对不起。
Yeah, 对不起。我打错电话了。I'm sorry, I dialed the wrong number. 我打错电话了。
我打错电话了。
Yeah, 我 is I. 打 is dialed. 错 wrong 电话 phone. I dialed the wrong phone. Here, that indicates the telephone number. So, 我打错电话了。
我打错电话了。
And then, when I admitted the mistake,对不起我打错电话了 And the other side would say 没关系
没有关系
Yeah,
bye-bye
Bye, and then or you can chat and become a friend And then some people do Okay, so you know in English When you answer the phone When you call me Josh, you call me I say hey And I say hello、
hmm.
But in Chinese you don't say hello You say 喂
喂
Yeah, 喂
喂 That's a very easy way to answer a phone
Yeah,
喂
喂So, when you dial the phone, and then someone, the other side of the phone from Beijing, from Shanghai, from Hong Kong, they say, 喂。
喂。
And then here you 喂 back.
喂。
喂。And that's the same as hello, hello. And here you can still say 你好, but you don't need to, because 喂 already shows that, hey, I'm here, I'm listening, and how are you? Something like that. It's a mixture of all of that.
Right.
Yeah. So now,I'm going to dial your phone. So, 我打电话给你。
我打电话给你。
Yeah, I dial the phone 给你。给 is to give. 你 is you. 我打电话给你 means I am calling you or I am going to call you or I have called you. And here, I wouldn't know which one.
Right.
Unless we specify that.That depends on the context. If Josh, you said, hey, Xiaolan, what time did we say that we want to have the recording? And I said, 我打电话给你。That means I'm going to call you to confirm.
Right, in the future.
But then if I say, yeah, hey, Josh, where were you yesterday? 我打电话给你。Then you can see that I was trying to tell you, hey, I tried to find you yesterday through dialing your phone, but I couldn't find you.
So that's great.
Yeah. So, 我打电话给你 could be anything. Could be from, I will do it tomorrow, or I was looking for you yesterday, but I couldn't find you.
Mm. So that the words don't change. So you don't need to learn any variations depending on the tense. You just make it clear through the context.
That's right. So, sometimes we can skip telephone, 电话 in a conversation, and it's still obvious. I can just say, instead of saying,我打电话给你。I can say 我打给你。
我打给你。
Yeah, and it's not because I want to hit you. It's I'm going to dial the phone. Or when I say 我打给你 and you say no, 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 my kids are sleeping. You can say 我打给你。So that means you are going to dial my number so I don't wake your kids up.
Right.
Okay, so it's very useful conversation. It's very useful words to learn.打电话 to make a phone call.
打电话
Yeah, 打电话 And then, how to say dial the wrong number?
打错电话
打错电话 You dial me.
我打电话给你 or 我打给你
I dial you.
你打给我
And what do we say when we pick up the phone?
喂
喂 Hi, Josh, 喂
喂
That's it, 喂喂喂And that's a very useful word. If there's only one word you should learn in a telephone conversation, that has to be Wei.
Wei, and that's an easy one as well. Wei.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Josh, for teaching us together how to make a Chinese phone call. I hope you enjoy this episode. It's super useful. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Josh.
再见, 小兰。